Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, ma hajja al-muslimun bayt Allah al-haram. Yaquluna labbayk Allahumma labbayk. Labbayk la sharika laka labbayk. Innal hamda. والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك الله أكبر ما طافوا وسعوا وشربوا من ماء زمزم المطهر الله أكبر. For all of the Muslims who are today and who have before performed their Hajj, who were saying لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. Allahu Akbar to all of those who made their tawaf around the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar to all of those who ran between As-Safa wal Marwa. Allahu Akbar to all of those who drank from the blessed and purified water of Zamzam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He has gathered us today here, inshallah, to gather us all next year in the performing of Al-Hajj. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy and to send peace and blessings on those who may have died in the Hajj this year. My brothers and sisters, our topic for today is winning the battle against the shaitan. Winning the battle against Iblis. Winning the battle against the devil. And we will focus our attention to two main points. Firstly, العلم بأن مع كل إنسان شيطان. Knowing and understanding that with every human being, there is a shaitan who is trying to misguide him, trying to inspire him to say evil, or to do evil, or to look at evil, or to listen to evil. وثانيا, كيف الخلاص. How do we free ourselves? How do we protect ourselves from the shaitan and our families and our children? So let us begin, insha'Allah, by understanding that the shaitan has made an oath in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, as Allah has told us in the glorious Quran, speaking of what the shaitan has said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. The shaitan said, because you have sent me astray, O Allah, I will sit in waiting for them, meaning the humans. I will sit in waiting for them on your straight path. I will try to push them off. I will come to them from every angle, from in front of them and from behind them, and from the right and from their left, and you shall surely find that most of them will not be thankful to you. And you shall surely find that most of them shall not be thankful to you, O Allah. This is the promise that the shaitan took upon himself. And let us listen to Aisha رضي الله عنها, where she tells us, خرج النبي من عندي ليلا. The messenger was with her at night, and he left her in the middle of the night, and he went somewhere. قال الصغير. So I became jealous. Where did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم go? فلما رجع ورأى ما أصنع قال ما لك يا عائشة أخرتي. When the Rasul returned and saw what I was in, the state I was in, he said, what is wrong, Aisha? Are you jealous? قالت وما لي لا يغار مثلي على مثلك. How can a person like me not be jealous over a person like you, ya Rasulullah? This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told her, أَوَقَدْ جَاءَكِ شَيْطَانُكِ يَا عَائِشَةِ. Aisha, has your shaitan come to you? She was surprised. أَوَ مَعِيَ شَيْطَان? Do I have a shaitan who is near me? قَالَ نَعَم. قَالَتْ أَوَ مَعَ كُلِّ إِنسَان? She told him, with every other human being also? قَالَ نَعَم. قَالَ أَوَ مَعَكَ أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ? She said, even with you, O Messenger of Allah? قَالَ نَعَم. وَلَكِن. He told her, yes, even with me. There's a shaitan with me, but أَعَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى أَسْلَمْ. Allah gave me power over him until he became Muslim. فَلَا يَأْمُرَنِي إِلَّا بِالْخَيْرِ. And he does not order me except to do what is good. والحديث رواه مسلم. It is an authentic hadith in Muslim. And let us listen to the hadith where the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, which is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, agreed upon. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي مِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمْ مَجْرَى الدَّمْ. The shaitan runs through the veins or through the body of the children of Adam, just like how blood runs through their veins. The shaitan, your sworn enemy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After understanding this, let us move to our second point, which is al-wiqaya, how to protect ourselves from the shaitan. First, there is nothing more blessed and more powerful as a protection and as a weapon against the shaitan than the book of Allah, Al-Quran. Why? The shaitan has promised that he will try to misguide us. But Allah has said about the Quran that it is the guidance. That the Quran itself is your guide. Alif Lam Mim. Tilka ayatul kitab al-hakim. Hudan wa rahmatan lil-muhsinin. Alif Lam Mim. Verily these are verses from the wise book, the Quran. It is a guidance. It is a guidance and a mercy for those who do righteous deeds. The Quran is one of the most powerful weapons to protect yourself with from the shaitan. Also, number two, as-sunnah. Implementing the prophetic tradition of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For we see that he has said, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِنْ اَعْتَصَمْتُمْ بِهِ لَنْ تَضِلُّوا أَبَدًا كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I have left with you, my ummah, two things. If you are steadfast and hold on to and hang on to and implement, you shall never be misguided. The book of Allah and the sunnah and my sunnah. Also we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the messenger, he is obeying Allah. And you must know that it is a requirement to enter the Jannah that you must be a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah. For he said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. All of my ummah, all of my community sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall enter the Jannah. إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Except for those who will refute their own self. Those who will say, no, I do not wish to go to the Jannah. The Sahaba asked, who would ever do such a thing? قال, من أطاعني دخل الجنة. Whoever obeys my orders, my sunnah, will enter the Jannah. ومن عصاني فقد أبى. And whoever rejects, or whoever does not implement, or whoever scorns my sunnah, or my orders, then he has refused his own self. He does not wish to go to the Jannah. And the hadith is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari. Number three, from the weapons to be used against the shaitan is al-isti'adha, seeking refuge in Allah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan. And also, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing and knowing, from the accursed shaitan. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, فَإِمَّا يَنْزِغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. If the shaitan comes to you and tries to inspire or tries to incite some evil things inside you, seek seek refuge in Allah. Ask Allah to protect you. And you must know that seeking refuge in Allah is one of the greatest ibadat, one of the greatest worship a Muslim can do, can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by. Because it is a form of dua. It is a type of supplicating to Allah. It is showing Allah that you are in need of His protection from the shaitan and anything else. This is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, الدُّعَاءُ هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Dua is the worship. Making, calling unto Allah, supplicating to Allah, asking Allah is the worship. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. The basis of your salah is dua. Everything you do as a Muslim is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicating to Him. This is also why the Rasul has said, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. Whosoever does not ask Allah, Allah becomes angry with him. For not asking Allah, Allah becomes angry with you. Because you are being arrogant and not thanking Allah or asking Him for more of His ni'mah and His blessings and His mercy upon you. Number four, from the actions that you can protect yourself from the shaitan, is to be in constant remembrance of Allah using the sunnah. Using al-asqar al-warida. The things that were prescribed by Rasulullah to keep the shaitan from you. From these is to recite ayatul kursi before you sleep. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. Before you go to sleep. For the Rasul has said you will stay the whole night and there will be a hafiz, a protector for you against the shaitan. Also, reciting the three qul. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Reciting these three surahs and blowing in your hand and wiping the parts of your body that are not covered by clothing. And this is to be done only before you go to sleep. And the Rasul has said this is a protection that when you wake up, the shaitan will not have touched you. Also from the sunnah and the adhkar that were taught to us by Rasulullah is to say Bismillah before you eat and to eat with your right hand and to say Bismillah before entering your house, before taking your clothes off, before putting your clothes back on, putting your clothes back on by starting with the right side. All of these are ways of keeping the shaitan away from you in your daily life. Number five is at-tawbah. Repenting to Allah. It may seem strange to you. How is tawbah going to keep the shaitan away from me? Because the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, كُلُّ ابْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of the children of Adam make mistakes. Every one of us will make a mistake. But the best of those who make these mistakes are those who repent. Repentance gives you hope that the shaitan, even if he tricks you once, you can have this evil deed turned into good. For Allah has said, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah said, for those who repent and do and believe and do good deeds, Allah will take their evil deeds and make them into good. Your evil sayyi'ah will be transformed by Allah into a hasana, into a blessed deed, because you repented and believed and after you worked righteous deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is full of mercy and Allah is the most forgiving. These are the things I wish to remind you with today in regards to winning the battle against the shaitan. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is narrated to us in Sahih al-Bukhari, he would every single Eid whether it was Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha. He would always ask the believing men and women to give sadaqah, to give charity, to give something that will benefit the Muslim and the whole ummah. Why? Because it is from the hikmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that we are in a blessed time where Allah may take your $1 that you may give today, and you will come in the day of Qiyamah because of your sincerity and find it a mountain. As is narrated to us that a man gave sadaqah of one date, and when he came in the day of Qiyamah, he found a mountain of dates that were put under sadaqah for him. And he told them, "You must have made a mistake. How can this be for me?" They said, "Remember the day you gave sadaqah with one date, but you had ikhlas. You had sincerity, only hoping for the pleasure of Allah. This is your reward." What is greater, ya ibadallah, than to build a masjid for Allah to be worshipped in this disbelieving society? When we know the Messenger has said, the best of buildings on the face of the earth are al-masajid. The most beloved places for Allah upon the earth is al-masjid. And obviously we all know the hadith, whoever builds a house for Allah to be worshipped in, Allah will build a house for him in the Jannah. Do not be afraid to give from your money, even if it is small. Even if you feel you do not have enough. For as the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Charity will never be depleted, or an amount of money will never be depleted by giving charity from it. رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. And what is greater than the statement of Allah, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And whatsoever you give in the path of Allah in charity, it will be returned to you, and Allah is best to provide. And these are the words I wish to leave you with today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once more to have mercy upon our brothers who have fallen while they were in sabilillah performing the Hajj. And let us all remember and hope for a day where we will meet Allah in such a way. For the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever dies while he is performing Hajj, he will come out of his qabr saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. What is greater than to be resurrected in your ihram saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give patience to the families of those who may have fallen in Allah's path.